Brian Gentry is an independent candidate for the South Dakota Senate in District 35, which lies in Pennington County. He was born and raised in Indiana. His candidacy is inspired in part by former District 35 lawmaker Lynn DeSanto. It embraces some of her values, but let's meet the candidate himself, Brian Gentry. Welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're choosing to run for office right now.
As you mentioned, I am from Indianapolis, born and raised there. Moved to South Dakota, the Black Hills, about 9.5 years ago. Basically seeking the privilege to be a fresh voice out here and elevate this community, bring the voice of the residents alive. We'll work strategically to move us forward under a common vision, and I will ensure that the city will continue to thrive in both my public and professional lives. I've been a positive, decisive, and innovative leader who understands the importance of cooperation and teamwork to accomplish a common goal. And I certainly believe in prosperity for all. So I think where I basically stand and as to why I'm running now is I believe in the we the people, for the people, by the people mentality. I believe that brings everybody together and everybody can make stronger, more sound decisions as a direct result.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what, you know, why an independent, for example, why not align with one of the political parties?
I'm born and raised, been a Republican my entire life. I understand the Republican platform, understand what it means. Definitely wanted to protect the seat in this particular instance. There was another candidate running at the same time I was, and we wanted to protect the seat to make sure that we put the right person in that chair. As you mentioned at the beginning of this call, Lynn DeSanto, former legislator, did recommend me for this position late last year. For whatever reason, whatever the case may have been at that point, I was not put in that position as an appointee. So at this point, I just wanted to secure the seat, make sure the right person was put in there, and allowed the person before me to go on through the process because he was a little further along than I was. So it's definitely showed some integrity there, but definitely wanted to make sure we secure the seat properly.
Let's talk about some of the top issues. If voters decide to send you to Pierre, what do you see some of the priorities for the next legislative session to be? How do you take that leadership to Pierre?
After talking with hundreds and hundreds of folks out here in my district, three main categories that I wanted to focus my attention and efforts are: we're protecting constitutional rights and traditional family values, promoting community engagement, and cutting government waste while protecting our taxpayer dollars. I'm very passionate about protecting our constitutional rights, creating and retaining American jobs, and empowering our economy, enabling it to grow while standing up for those values. So those are three main focal points that I wanted to focus on going through the election on November 3rd as I progress to Pierre.
Let's talk about cutting waste and looking at growing the economy in this really challenging time of COVID-19. And there's been a great deal of, you know, federal support as well and state support. Talks about using the reserves, talks about what's next. And you know, what do you see? You know, do you take a certain philosophy into as we, you know, this is a very historic time to go to Pierre, and some really difficult decisions are going to have to be made in, a budget that runs pretty lean overall in the first place.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, this is a rather challenging time of the year. But on the second note of that, I would say this is a very important election on all sides of the fence, all sides of the table. All those voters that did not vote need to get out and vote. This is probably one of the most important elections in the history of this country. Protecting the rights of our citizens and cutting those wastes, making sure the taxpayer dollars are put in the right hands at the right times, and ensuring that we're putting those funds in the proper formalities and not just spending it inadvertently without actually thinking about where the funds are going. With this being such an important election this November on the 3rd, we've got to make sure in Pierre that when we put these bills together, that the funds are being distributed accordingly to where they need to be going. Right now, it's very important the schools open up, the kids get back to school. They need to learn for the future. They're basically the future of us. I think you're harboring those children by allowing them options to stay home, do things online, and not practice what they're used to, doing as far as routine goes. So I think if you put the taxpayer dollars in the right places at the right times, I think good results happen as a direct result.
Governor Noem has been vocal about inviting other businesses from other states, including the state of Minnesota, to relocate to South Dakota. Some people in the visitor, you know, tourists are coming to the state and finding it to be a refuge from places where they were, you know, dealing with more restrictions than we are in South Dakota. Do you think that this is a time, an opportunity for growth, you know, from an economic area, or do you think it's going to be, you know, hold the line, plant the seeds for future growth? Like, how do you sort of see the responsibility for economic growth in the next session, in the next year or so?
I see it as a combination of both, actually. I think we all share the same vision. We all lead by example. We empower others. We make tough decisions on a daily basis. And we try to motivate and inspire. These attributes actually align themselves quite magnificently, with many success stories that people share over the years. I truly believe that the framers of the Constitution created the United States Senate to protect the rights of individual states. So I think this is accomplished by the introduction of these bills and resolutions pertaining to each one of these bills. And I think we fulfill a role as a check on government by scrutinizing these bills. And I think all of this is accomplished by way of procedures utilized by the Senate chamber itself. I think if we put our heads together, I believe everyone brings their own ideas to the table. I know there has been a recent push for people with diverse backgrounds to serve in their communities. And I think having the necessary leadership qualities and clear visions are the main attributes to successfully retain a seat that ensures the prosperity for everyone. So I think by collaboratively putting everything together, I think the common goal and the common vision is to ensure that this economy gets kicked back into gear the way it was before. I think we have policies and procedures to get there. I think it may be a slow-moving process, but I think at the end of the day, I think we will capitalize on all of our gains to get there and under one common vision for sure.
One more question before we let you go. We only have about 30 seconds, but how do you propose to work with people, you know, from who have different backgrounds, who are bringing a diversity of thought or point of view, people from urban areas, rural areas, rural tribal areas? When you talk about leadership, what does leadership look like in conversation with other senators?
As I mentioned, I think everybody brings their own ideas, but with the rapidly evolving technologies that surround us, I believe that we may best ensure the continued success of our economy by protecting the interests of citizens of South Dakota. I think staying connected with those people and our businesses and their needs will only magnify the future success of our economy. And with the correct framework in place, I think we can ensure that the growth of the state is a certainty. I definitely think it's imperative that we act now to drive results. And I think at the end of the day, if we protect the rights of our citizens and we collaboratively put those pieces together of that puzzle, I think we will drive home very, very big results as a future in the future successes of our country and our state. I just think that we need to collaboratively put things together and we need to do it efficiently and collaboratively to make sure everybody is completely on the same page and make sure everybody's got the same common vision and same common goals.
Brian Gentry is an independent candidate for State Senate in District 35. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Brian. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.